From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. A Miami-Dade School Board committee wants to change the way three Coral Gables elementary schools are zoned. Right now, parents rank their choices and students are selected in a lottery. But a school board committee is recommending using geographic boundaries. Miami Herald reporter Christina Viega says the lottery has problems, but not everyone wants to change.
People say that the lottery is just kind of frustrating, that they sometimes don't find out until the last minute where their child's going to be going, and siblings get sent to a different school, so it's just kind of complicated for families. But it's really facing a backlash from parents who are zoned to go to George Washington Carver.
Some neighborhood parents say the elementary school, Carver, isn't as good academically as other neighborhood schools. The school board has planned a final vote on the plan in June. For several years, underfunded local government pension plan liabilities have been a hot topic inside the state capitol with little resolution. The Leroy Collins Institute, a government policy think tank, released a report last week warning of a potential crisis looming if local governments fail to pay now for health benefits that are promised to employees once they retire. Carol Weissert, the Institute's director, says the number of people retiring is increasing at the same time that the overall cost of health care is going up.
We're just kind of raising the issue that when you make these promises, and you have to fulfill them, of course, you should also be setting aside some money so you're not really depending on future generations to pay for these costs that you're really obligating today.
According to the report, the current underfunded health benefit liability in Florida is almost $8.4 billion. And there's a bill in this upcoming legislative session that could mean rock miners spend less on fees meant to protect wetlands and drinking water supply. The bill is being sponsored by Representative Manny Diaz Jr. and State Senator Rene Garcia, both highly Republicans. It could cut those costs, those fees, by up to 83% for rock mining operations. Those fees were created to offset environmental damage caused by deep pits in the western edge of Miami-Dade County. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.